Joe Spirit. Nirvana didn't kill off hair metal. AIDS did, before magic made HIV disappear. In related news, Scottie Pippen reveals in his new autobiography, Phil Jackson is one lanky, lucky, honky motherfucker. Michael Jordan would have gotten chlamydia if Scottie didn't box out his ex-wife, Laura Pippen, from trying to ride MJ's stick out of its socket into the sunset first. Holla! Thank you very much! Sebastian Bach, lead singer of Skid Row, asked Nirvana to tour with them for their Slave to the Grind tour. Kurt Cobain declined, saying, "We can't because we're homophobic." Hilarious. Sebastian Bach was caught wearing a shirt prior that said, "AIDS kills fags dead," which is dumb because dead, especially in caps, is an extraneous exclamation point at that point in the sentence. Holla! Thank you very much! Sebastian Bach blames the loss of girls attending Skid Row shows after making a follow-up Skid Row album with zero ballads on it, claiming only girls buy heavy metal records for the ballads. So you're a fag if you fell for the gooey love burst every time before. Holla! Thank you very much! Life in the punchline sprint lane, Glenn Frey lives. Holla! Thank you very much! I don't know what's more pretentious. Glenn Frey from the Eagles claiming how music about fake news outlaws and coke-filled nights could change the world to Rolling Stone, or Dr. Fauci, aka Dr. Noki, thinking he could score higher ratings than Dr. Drew on Loveline, giving relationship advice to sexually confused, center-leaning, hipster spawn reared on Lou Reed Records. Zevon Zappa Kornbluth from Park Slope, Brooklyn, calls into Loveline with Dr. Noki and says, "Hi, Dr. Fauci, I'm scared about taking the plunge into full-blown homosexuality with leftist Jews who act upset over killed Hamas commanders on Twitter." Dr. Fauci replies, "Why are you scared, Zevon?" Zevon says, "Because I hate condoms, anal sex is dirty, and Jewish leftists who attack Israel's right to defend itself are so full of shit already." Holla! Thank you very much! Next caller is Lavender Love from Hate Speech Free Lane. Lavender Love says, "Dr. Fauci, we all can't make HIV disappear like magic. So don't you think it's better if I stick to being a fish box muncher till my last dying breath?" Dr. Fauci says, "Condoms prevent infectious diseases the way masks prevent you from contracting COVID-19. Lavender Love says, "But I'm only 22 and COVID-19 has killed less black girls than vape pens did in South Central this past year, Doc. Plus, comparing masks to condoms is a stretch, Dr. Noki, because my daddy can't come inside mommy wearing a mask either." My dad hosts a relationship podcast on Spotify called Do It All Dad Does Sexual Healing. Marvin Gaye lives. Holla! Thank you very much! Plus, my dad has pushed me down the silky smooth road of lesbianism for some time now, claiming, "Lavender, just stick to lesbianism, dear. One out of two guys in America has HPV, which leads to cervical cancer if left undetected. Second, enormous love guns burst through condoms like a nuclear warhead blasting through the Hoover Dam in Superman 1. Most importantly, when you're a lesbian, you never have to worry about dying from AIDS because you could take a licking and keep on ticking. Jokes Gen X dads understand. Holla, boom shakalaka. Thank you very much. Buffalo Bush. So far, my claim to fame was an appearance on the TV show Blind Date. In the end, all I got out of it was a free meal and herpes. My luck, my date was a negative six by upstate New York standards. My date gave the producers permission to shoot her Buffalo Bush waxing scene because she obviously had grown it out for the occasion. Buffalo Bush's mounted of muff looked like a stack of Brillo pads stacked on top of a stack of busted slinkies. At the end of our date, Buffalo Bush says, "Should we kiss?" And in my mind, I'm thinking, "Sure, why not? You're not nearly hot enough to give me herpes." At the same time, kissing her on camera, which we ended up doing, was beyond anticlimactic after already staring down her mountain of muff, not even like 1 minute into our blind date. It was like rounding the bases from third, counterclockwise, like a faster talking Forrest Gump, minus the tingly film score in my honor, or me possessing centerfold girlfriend material to fill up in her dorm room with Big Ten beauties on top. Forrest and Jenny forevermore. Holla, Forrest lives. Thank you very much. Do it all, dads. Tree trunk. My daughter. This is an impersonation of my 9-year-old daughter playing her in-house, unpaid-for marriage counselor again. Pause, daddy. Mama got your point. Mid-breath. Holla! Thank you very much! Every night, my daughter asks, "Daddy, what do you do after you tuck me in?" Last night, I snap and say, "I squeeze in some me time, all right? Robert Schimmel lives. Holla! Thank you very much!" What's it like being an unplanned father of three? Drinking alone is no longer an issue. Bill Hicks lives. Holla! Thank you very much! I actually gave up drinking beer last summer. I felt terrible spending so much time hungover, recycling, endless, empty reminders of my lushiness as entire Rocky marathons on AMC passed me by. Greg Giraldo lives. The strongest, best hitman from Queens that ever lived. Holla! Thank you very much! I had to stop smoking weed after I thought my daughter was asleep because I feel like a total moron trying to answer her questions on it while trying to get her to sleep again. Daughter says, "Daddy, if God created the universe, then who created God?" Eventually, I come up with, "God went back in time in a time machine made by Elon Musk." Daughter says, "Real convincing, Dad. Thanks for making me an atheist at 4. Carlin lives. Holla! Thank you very much! But God didn't give me 3 kids to have a panic attack over it, which is more than you can say for Pete Davidson, the voice of Generation Z, the rebound boy toy king of Staten Island. Plus, 4 kids would really piss my parents off, because they'd feel like bigger, ineffectual grandparents from afar than usual. Plus, I'm afraid of getting a vasectomy, because I don't want my ballsack to permanently feel like Edward Scissorhands' face. Tim Burton lives. Holla! Thank you very much! If my two sons played with their big sister's Barbie dolls, I think playing with my G.I. Joe figures way past the acceptable age was incredibly gayer. Especially when I had gung-ho manhandle Cobra Commander like his gimpy bitch in Pulp Fiction. One time, my son says to me, "I've seen Mama's vagina before. I prefer a vagina with no hair." I say, "Big boobs, compliment it better. Schimmel lives again. Holla! Thank you very much!" Wife says, "Baby Samuel gets bored whenever he's forced to spend too much time with me again." And I'm thinking to myself, I always knew the kid was a quick learner. Holla! Billy Crystal lives. Thank you very much! I call my son, lucky number three, at Chosen Curls, was bound to woo! Because Italian grandmas flirt with the kid nonstop at Stop and Shop, even after the prime rib free sample station has closed. They'll say to my son, "When you get older, you'll have three girlfriends to juggle." And I'll say, "If James Woods had this kid's face, your estimates wouldn't be so conservative." Holla! Thank you very much! Samuel, Chosen Curls, was bound to woo! As an older brother, whose name is Arthur Morrison Kornbluth, I came up with the nickname Art Show USA, originally just standalone Art Show, when Mommy was still pregnant. And at that point, we just had Singin' Rose Kornbluth. And she got immediately jealous and instantly started sweating his latent mojo rising. Morrison lives. Holla! Thank you very much! When the moment I said, "It's official, babe," the nickname for Arthur, eventually, when he's shot out of your heavenly snatch, will be Art Show. And my daughter got immediately competitive, defensive. Art Show spirit had never been more hardcore fierce. And she says, "No, it's my show. Holla! Thank you very much." The best thing about having a son like Art Show is he'll tell you whenever you're being a slacker for you. Archer says, "Daddy, why didn't you go in the Peloton today?" I said, "I got food poisoning from the halal guys last night." Son says, "Enough with the excuses, Daddy. You're worse than Hillary. Holla! Thank you very much." But originally, I wanted to call Arthur Brooks Kornbluth in honor of comedian Albert Brooks. But I changed my mind because I didn't want to give my son the permission to be another Jewish pussy. Holla! Mel Brooks lives. Thank you very much! Dr. Seuss is racist now because he drew a picture of an African in a grass skirt. I didn't know FUBU was in fashion yet. You can only hope to contain him. I'm sensing the zone of all zones about to tsunami on top of SoundCloud. Let's go viral, bitches. Holla! Thank you very much! Wife is from Australia originally. Before we got married, my mom calls me to shoot down our initial plan to get married in Australia. And my mom says, "Australia is a long flight from New York, Scoops. And your father doesn't love you that much." I put my wife at ease hours later and say, "Babe, assuming we have a boy one day, such as Art Show, instead of hiring a rabbi for a circumcision, we'll hire Crocodile Dundee just so we could hear a room full of Jews say, 'Now that's a knife. You could chop it all off with that thing. Can I get a holla?' For an A-plus joke from the well that I christened my two gorgeous Jewish boys with in the delivery room. Because when you got A-plus gemmy like that, you fucking cash it in real time. Holla! Thank you very much!" I'm a member of Generation X. Kids today in Steph Curry jerseys who've never stepped over shit in San Francisco and Northern Cal or the bandwagon generation. Holla! Thank you very much! So, being a member of Generation X, I grew up consistently fretting about getting AIDS before magic made HIV disappear. As a result, I like my comedy like my coffee. Dark and bitter. Dark roast, to be exact. Or else, I'd be circumcising my happiness, and my wife does that to me enough already. Holla, Schimmel lives again. Thank you very much! Wife says, I've sacrificed. She acts like an aspiring comedian in his late 20s, wanted kids ever. I'm 45 now. I've aged well, I know. My wife hasn't sucked the life out of my face just yet with lines such as, but if I give the baby boob now, he'll be in the boob all night long. I say, all of a sudden, your boob is more important places to be. Babe, just be happy. Your torn up nips are getting any attention at all. Last night, I sucked on my wife's nips after pulverizing her vagina for all time's sake before realizing they still taste like a regrettable non-fat latte. Janine Garofalo lives, kind of. Holla! Thank you very much! So, my wife works nights as a nurse. So, I'll be out with my three kids, plenty. And random grown men will approach me in public and say, you've got your hands full. And I'll say, if my book, The Great American Jew Novel, scores me a talent agent sometime this century, resulting in my wife agreeing to that open relationship with Jessica Simpson, sexual napalm herself, then my hands will be full. Holla for thinking big and holding me off accountable to promised dreams. Holla! Thank you very much! Disinterested love destroys. Getting vaccinated is the most patriotic thing to do. I thought it was filing defamation lawsuits on the behalf of Dominion the day democracy died. The FBI could lock up all the ringleaders behind Antifa and BLM. And a Supreme Court still won't touch an election fraud case with Elizabeth Warren's nightmare catcher totem pole. In related news, I love my new Trump voice GPS system. On your far left is Mohegan Sun, Elizabeth Warren's home away from home. Bursting with patriotic pride for July 4th, since Mr. Groper got sworn in via Zoom, was harder than Rick Fox trying to stay hard after ex-wife Vanessa Williams took up plus-size modeling bras for Victoria's Secret. I've said it once, and I'll say it again. Eli Manning is a bigger pimp than Tom Brady. He's NFL royalty. He ruined a shot at a perfect season. I don't give a fuck that Brady is married to Giselle and that she was a Victoria's Secret angel at one point. She's still 80 in model years, and her uppity lisp isn't winning her any popularity contest over Tyra Banks anytime soon either. Holla! Thank you very much! Megan Rapinoe is a model for Victoria's Secret now. Can't wait to sample those edible shin guards that taste like hairy fish sticks. Megan Rapinoe wants to run for president. What's going to be her campaign slogan? Exactly. Obama, bring back the L word to Netflix. You're our only hope. Holla! Thank you very much! So for 4th of July this year, I put on the firework display for Mount Rushmore last year. And once they started the country music section on the broadcast, Melania looked less disinterested than Jill Biden after Vogue asked Jill if she's interested in brushing her hair with an actual brush for a change. Holla! Thank you very much! This is my impersonation of President Trump handing out candy in front of the White House with Melania. Do you want to know what Melania tastes like? Try some rock candy, kid. Holla! Thank you very much! My younger brother says to me over the phone, we can't stay late tonight. Jane has tutoring to do. I said, but she teaches ESL sporadically. ESL is English second language. So how brain draining can the work be, knowing most Chinese kids bow in nodding submission most of the time anyway? Last, if Jane is tutoring the next Obama be good from Kenya, his college records will be sealed anyway. So what difference does it make? Hillary Hammer Time Cankles strikes again. Holla! Thank you very much. So this is a primo example of Dad filling the show. His deplorable artist son, interested love again. I say to my father, big guy, tell me I should get a smartphone replacement instead of an old school flip phone, because you die without me sending you new pics of your three grandkids that you can enjoy in splendid isolation, Arizona, as usual. I received not a single nod, no change in demeanor, goonish across the board. All I heard was complete crickets, like when I asked my dad in my mind. So, with your favorite son adding opiate use to his demon-battling list of notable accomplishments, do you still think he makes Hunter Biden look like a soccer underachiever in comparison? And who's the more deplorable leper son in your eyes now, Pops? The son weaning himself off opiates, allegedly, or the deplorable stay-at-home shemale comedian dad cutting himself off altogether from the comments section in the Gateway Pundit? Holla! Thank you very much! Atheist. Grave robber. Whenever anyone defends Hamas launching more rockets at civilians in Israel, just call them atheist grave robbers. Yeah, you! You're an atheist grave robber! You suck off dwarves like fuckface Fauci who play God, so you don't believe in the book of Revelation or give two flying shits about sparking the wrath of Hashem for worshiping fake news idols. So go woke yourself, atheist grave robber. Holla! Thank you very much! Daughter always asks, Daddy, what do you do after tucking me in at night? And I'll sound incredibly cagey and snap back with on occasion with, I squeeze in some me time, all right? Callback deluxe special number one. You're welcome. Holla! Thank you very much! A Karen approaches me at Costco and says, wear the mask! And I say, not until you suck the white privilege out of my chosen schlong first. I'll make it easier for you, Karen. Just pretend Obama ordered you to leak it. Ricky Schroeder lives. Holla! Silver spoons up in your mouth. Thank you very much! Hamas hates nuance. I text my mother photograph images from my 9-year-old daughter's report on the Holocaust called The Terror of the Holocaust, which included a plethora of killer subtitle headers such as A Terrible Form of Hate, Monster in Charge, and Don't Blame Us. And I had the line when texting back to my mother, don't post this report on Facebook or else Hamas will charge you with hate speech. Holla! Thank you very much! Biden is sending new aid to Palestine. In the end, it was $250 million since AOC served Andrew Yang's balls to him in a Mai Tai glass on the rocks. Holla! Thank you very much! Fuck nuance. Palestinians elected terrorists in charge. The only difference between Palestine and America is that we didn't elect a terrorist-enabling scumbag to cut Palestine a blank check to finance nonstop terrorism against Israel. As long as Hamas keeps fucking, Bill Maher lives. Holla! Thank you very much! Kids can't be terrorists. What do you call Antifa? Elderly wannabe? Punisher vigilantes in hoodies? Holla! Patton Oswalt lives. Thank you very much! Also, stop acting like you give a shit about Ramadan. Arab terrorists started something called the Yom Kippur War against Israel in 1973, the most holy day of the Jewish calendar, with the sole intent of wiping Israel off the map forever. The only difference now is that you have social media to make worldwide anti-Semitism go transparently viral in real time. You jihadi John Jerker off you. That includes you, Saggy Tits Silverman. Holla! Thank you very much! I don't understand why radical jihadists are so into deflowering virgins already. Doesn't Jihadi John have enough blood on his hands already? Holla! Thank you very much! And Hamas, members of Hamas aren't good recruiters, okay? Not good terrorist recruiters. All they do is target other lonely virgins on Facebook and on WhatsApp. Who wish their phones blow up? Holla! Thank you very much! Land of land, oh lakes. Gun control. They don't have school shootings in Israel because the teachers are all ex-military who know how to handle firearms responsibly, like real-life Hebrew hammers. Also, guns don't kill people. If the FBI actually had a school shooting quota to fulfill, as if their pensions, book deals, or shooting the shit time with Jack Tapper on CNN were riding on it. The FBI should be banned from Starbucks if they don't follow up on the next school shooter lead. Coffee is for closers, not for fake news, do-gooder posers, and FBI windbreakers. David Mamet, Jewish pride incarnate lives. Holla! Thank you very much! Global warming. I don't sweat global warming because Al Gore's film career has cooled considerably. Trump lives. Holla! Thank you very much! Abortion. Planned Parenthood is an oxymoron, don't you think? Nobody plans to cut off their connection to God or to shrug off maternal waves if Karen's romantic prospects and job options don't feel pregnant with life-improving, topping possibility after graduating from Kenyon College with a degree in frumpy feminism either. Holla! Thank you very much! White supremacy. I don't see Ernie on TNT claiming he's got bigger ups than Charles Barkley after housing a tomahawk chop for two. Dominique Lives, human highlight film, forevermore. Holla! Thank you very much! Charter schools. The kids will be taught to hate Israel's right to defend itself in college eventually anyway. So, like Hillary Hammer Time Kankel says, a.k.a. Humo Liquor Breath, what difference does it make? I also love school uniforms that charter schools require because you feel like you're getting dressed up for more important job to do than getting stoned first thing in the AM to even shittier rap music to boot. Plus, it's hard to feel like a slacker stoner in khakis, devoid of any dreamy ambition in life either. Puff Daddy Lives, major supporter of charter schools. Thank you very much! Universal healthcare. If it guarantees my kids won't have to wait in line behind 500,000 dreamers in the R next time, then it's all bueno, Holmes. George Lopez Lives. Holla! Thank you very much! Marijuana. Legalization. I know New York City wants nothing to do with celebrating white privilege anymore these days. Got the memo. But the Big Apple isn't Detroit yet either. So can the city maintain the allure of remaining a high-end tourist destination that doesn't reek of shit weed everywhere you go? Have the new mayor sign an exclusive distribution agreement with Mike Tyson's Knockout Weed Ranch in Northern California. Something, anything, Mueller, Mueller, holla, John Hughes Lives. Thank you very much. What did we learn from the Mueller report again? He only parts his hair with good old-fashioned elbow grease. Holla! Thank you very much! Universal income. Like, rock and roll band, Boston. Singer, songwriter, guitar, genius. Artist extraordinaire, Tom Schultz sings in Peace of Mind. People living in competition. All I want is to have my piece of pie. And a lit agent. for myself that could locate the ball sack for me sometime this century. So they could put their inner Ari Gold to work, sell the film rights in my book, The Great American Jew Novel, and Ways to Hide Really Short Stories. Would that score me a comedy record holding deal from Atlantic Records after they hear my not one, but 19 comedy records in total for the month of July, breaking the Guinness Book World of Records for most comedy records ever recorded. Something to look forward to. After they secure me that comedy record holding deal from Atlantic Records, who'd signed Led Zeppelin in the past, Kid Rock, and Wilson Pickett, Man and a Half. It's the other half that knocks women out. That's why they call me a man and a half. Boom shakalaka. Holla. Thank you very much. So they get that holding deal for Atlantic Records. We could eventually have a record re-release party for my dead comedy record, Burning Mass Party, to kick off my holding deal celebration. Pimpin' large in the Cape, where Vineyard Vines dress for new success. Oh, money isn't as money. Assuming that agents' balls are bigger than Mike Love's beach balls for thinking Brian Wilson was more non-essential in his eyes than him. Holla! Pet Sounds lives. Thank you very much. I love my land of Land O'Lakes, which gave birth to the likes of Brian Wilson, Boston, Anthony Bourdain, Miles Davis, and the Allman Brothers. All of these American-made success stories that stretch from the Sunshine State, Florida, gotta love it. Holla! Thank you very much. All these American-made success stories that stretch from the Sunshine State to the New York Islands. Guthrie lives. Holla! Thank you very much. All these American-made success stories that stretch from the Sunshine State to the New York Island. With soul shine, sparkly light. Greg Allman lives. Holla! Thank you very much. All these American-made success stories that stretch from the Sunshine State to the New York Island with soul shine, sparkly light made you proud to be an American in a place where you no longer feel so free unless you're a feckless Canadian cunt like Samantha B. Dr. Seuss lives. Holla! Thank you very much! Democracy on the rocks. Poison lives. Holla! Thank you very much! What's restrictive about voter ID again? Will Jews be denied access to voting booths only available in restricted country clubs down south with less interest in swamp draining than entertaining golden shower parties with Golda Meir in their dreams? Holla! Woody Allen lives. Thank you very much! We're even Palestinian publicists for Hamas are allowed in. Being a Palestinian publicist for Hamas has to be some serious brain training work. Every other press release is Jews are the dirty fighters, not us. And fuck you, Billy Joel. We didn't start the fire first. Holla! Thank you very much! Taiwan isn't a country? I'm glad John Cena cleared that up for me. What I don't understand is why Universal Pictures would cast John Cena in The Fast and the Furious. Amy Schumer moves more fluidly on a Pilates mat, pregnant with a slimy hack politician, zygote in the making. Holla! Boom shakalaka! Thank you very much! Who will make Chuck Schumer come off as genteel pleasant at the Costco cheese sample station for a change? Plus, John Cena has less acting range than Jason Mewes or A-Rod on Fox Sports, pretending to be the caramel macchiato version of Roy Firestone. J-Lo banged the shit out of that stripper pole on Super Bowl Sunday just so Ben Affleck would drunk doll her again. Hey, J-Lo, it's Big Ben. Why don't you ditch A-Rod and give us another shot, babe? I've got some more screenplays in me to direct you in enchilada buns. All A-Rod has left in him is looking like a pussy bitch. Punta next to Big Poppy on Fox Sports. That is when the balding Ralph Macchio on steroids is in hockey's new line of foundation makeup for metrosexuals on Instagram, like he's pimping for the Guido Illuminati. Holla, Ben Simmons. That being Bill Simmons. Nerd from Greenwich. Suck off my A-plus material. Long time, all the time. Holla. Thank you very much. Joe Biden, a.k.a. Mr. Groper, wants to preserve the soul of our democracy less than Hunter Biden wants to give up blow-for-blow painting on a full-time basis. Holla! Thank you very much! Empathy is the fuel for democracy? I didn't know Dominion voting machines were programmed with empathetic intelligence to correct any voter fraud bugs embedded in their operating systems. My bad. Empathy is the fuel for democracy? Tell that to Trump's Gulfstream on the last leg of his campaign trail, Mr. Groper. President Trump averaged 4 flub-free speeches a day in front of thousands and the millions online at home through YouTube. Your campaign rallies, your campaign rallies outside your basement, Mr. Groper, couldn't fill out the Little Mermaid's clamshells. Holla for preaching the gospel long time and for Hashem being on my side and for blessing me with the funny, free, flowy Jew bone. You're welcome. Holla! Thank you very much! The crowd pleasing. Peasant, can I get a holla for my headline hooker prowess galore? Holla! Thank you very much! It's hard to feel like a peasant at the posh Outdoor Grove Mall in West Hollywood when you spot Broadway star Nathan Lane leisurely suck down his drink from Jamba Juice in a pink jumpsuit from head to toe without a worry wrinkle in sight, especially around 2002 before flashy Angelinos were being jacked for daring to sport Rolexes on Melrose in broad daylight. Buying your first panini grill at the Grove to make high-end grilled cheese sandwiches using homemade aiolis from scratch based on the cookbook from L.A. famed chef and founder of nearby La Brea Bakery, Nancy Silverton, doesn't make you feel chained to a lifetime of thankless, zero-high serfdom either. Still, when you're a stay-at-home, cushioning comedian at 45 years old, who's still not in the Writers Guild of America despite writing for TV twice, you can look down upon with huffy, disgusted disdain like a resurgent herpes sore on the spot if you ask the cheesemonger at Whole Foods if they have Land O'Lakes American cheese. God forbid. And you don't want to repeat that experience in life. And having the cheesemonger at Whole Foods look down on you with derisive disdain for asking if they have any Land O'Lakes is totally on par with having a conversation with your elitist mother while gracing you with her presence from Arizona for you to tell your mother how you use onions in most of your meals, which her grandchildren love, only to hear in return, onions are peasant food, you know. Based on my mom's sucks to be an elitist buzzkill reaction, you think I shame my mom by reopening my account on Facebook only to tag all of her friends with nothing but onion loaf sandwich recipes on Wonder Bread. At the same time, inheriting money, marrying into money, earning plenty of fuck you money yourself doesn't overcompensate for hard to shake hick tendencies such as insisting on drinking Chardonnay warm before the ice cubes cool or for proclaiming Meghan Markle is anything less than a race pimping royal pain in the ass. Holla! Thank you very much! Some would argue the American grilled cheese is college freshman peasant food or your standard white trash trailer entree, yet it doesn't have to be that way. Don't get me wrong, Land O'Lakes yellow American cheese on Wonder Bread was fine growing up, despite my mother being weak and being generous on monitoring burnt toasted tail. Still, what I learned in my mid-20s as a proud panini owner in Sherman Oaks, at the time working as a bartender for a bit at a fancy 4-star French restaurant on La Cienega, before I got canned for breaking one too many wine glasses on the job as the Mexican busboys snickered at me with dumb white boy derision as deserved, is that assuming ownership of making a grilled cheese a notch better than mom's burnt ass 3-bite edible ones will help ensure you no longer feel like a slovenly, dirty white boy. No more foreigner lives. Holla! He's a dirty white boy! Holla! Thank you very much! A great tip I learned from my Panini book by Big Deal Chef Nancy Silverton was to rub a peeled off bulb of garlic and rub it essentially all over both pieces of bread you're using to make a more substantial, elevated grilled cheese than what you were reared on in the past, which miraculously imbibes all the garlicky, yummy essence you need. Personally, sourdough is my favorite bread of choice for grilled cheese, yet dare I say, peasant bread will get the job done too. I'll also kick up the excitement factor by transforming the standard grilled cheese into a bomb veggie panini melt of sorts by adding super fresh local mozzarella from any Italian grocer or from Whole Foods for that matter, while also slathering on a semi-homemade basil aioli consisting of nothing more than chopping up some fresh basil, mixed with peeled off pieces of garlic, interlaced a little pinch of salt and pepper, mixed in pre-made mayo, and your perceived days of fixed in time forever to your last dying breath, peasantry, dissipate faster than the sandwich. Assuming you also add some fresh borderline emerald green leaves of spinach and olive oil, drenched, diced up seasoned cherry tomatoes, which is the ultimate cherry bomb popping topping on top. Joan Jett lives. Holla! Runaways 2, Lita 4. Love those tits. I'm available. Thank you very much. My kids love this last batch of grilled cheese so much. There wasn't a single crumb left between them. Are you getting yummy dances from your grilled cheese creations, you do-it-all dad bus? Are your kids going out of their way to announce at the highest possible decibel between more scrumptious, sheeshy bitch bites? Delicious, daddy. Absolutely delicious. I didn't think so. You peasant shaming cunts, mom included, you earned it. Deal with it. Holla! Thank you very much! This co-sharing comedian continues to bang out more sheets of comedy gold with no clear payday in sight. Yet, if I keep generating rave reviews like this, I'm bound for an eventual pay hike. Nas lives. Holla! Thank you very much! The Wishing Well architect, Art Show USA, was no ordinary Wishing Well architect. He designed a wishing well for Bill Gates' daughter after borrowing a horse farm in North Salem, New York, only to clog it on purpose with Planned Parenthood brochures in honor of his former board member dad of Planned Parenthood for making such a splash as a baby part reseller on the open market, otherwise known by pro-life activist groups as the million-dollar fetus flicker man, which contrasts the new nickname that Doodle Dad came up for his son, Archo USA, at 9 years old, which was Millionaire by 10. Holla! Thank you very much! Archo USA was a perfectionist artiste. His do-it-all dad, Michael Kornblum, now a famous comedian Arthur with a stand-up residency at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas and a comedy record holding deal with Atlantic Records, would always encourage his son's inborn artistic flair. Yet all his gorgeous, pitch-perfect son would hear afterwards, in semi-kidding fashion, was, "So you think I suck because? Holla! Thank you very much!" Every student-teacher evaluation for Art Show was a pure joy to receive for his do-it-all dad because he got an extreme kick out of some teachers, like his first grade one, Miss Rudolph, who would bemoan and begrudgingly huffy disgust. We all know Arthur's a great artist, only to rub in the harsh, immovable fact that teachers teach and birth less talented offspring for a reason. My eventual star-daughter teacher would be an exception to this rule. Holla! Thank you very much! Do-it-all dad always pounded into his eldest son's cranium. Art sells, baby! Hunter S. Thompson lives for inspiring that one-liner. Thank you very much! Which always stayed with Art Show because he was haunted by early memories of his mother threatening to divorce his aspirational do-it-all dad if he wrote one more book and didn't get a job at Trader Joe's in Danbury, Connecticut. So his dad doubled down on himself and wrote two more books without advertising the fact to his wife until he scored a lit agent in Israel for his book, The Koshitarian Divide. And the rest is star-studded history. Holla! Thank you very much! Art Show made his first million by 10. Hence the nickname, Millionaire by 10. Holla! Thank you very much! From a lucrative birdhouse making business called Bird Baller Cribs. Holla! Old school Biggie Smalls lives. Thank you very much! From only taking one woodworking class fryer. He sold them at various farmers markets throughout Brooklyn, Manhattan, Woodstock, and in Kingston, New York, while his mother sold flowers with Art Show USA's big sister from their new estate farm in North Salem, calling her flower truck Green Thumb Girl. Tom Petty lives. Holla! Thank you very much! Do-it-all dad's favorite birdhouse creation was his Kiss theme one that rocked a giant-shaped bed similar to the one lead singer and main songwriter Paul Stanley lies on amidst an endless sprawl of busty, perfect blonde beauties in his Kiss lair in Beverly Hills, that is, I'm assuming. Old school Dice lives. Holla! Thank you very much! Although, the best part of this birdhouse creation was the giant Gene Simmons tongue extension bird feeding line containing a sprinkling of some homemade CBD oil marinated granola as more high-flying Blue Jays and Cardinals licked it up! Licked it up! Oh! Kiss lives. Holla! Thank you very much! Art Show USA cares plenty about wishing wells, because ever since he could remember, he'd wish for his doodle dad's books to become major successes, because art sells, baby. The new and improved wish after his daddy finally scored a lit agent and started a stand-up residency in Vegas and got into the Screen Actors Guild for a film to co-starring with Russell Brand and Vince Vaughn called Two Tall Comedians was for his dad to finally part with his precious time-release Adderall, despite his claims of writing like a Jewish angel on the stuff. Reality is, Doodle Dad was an incredibly fast-talking New Yorker to begin with, even on high-grade weed. So he didn't require any speedy thought enhancement ever. On Doodle Dad's 45th birthday in Woodstock, New York, he took a mini hike into the woods at the Sun Art Show, only to bump into a wishing well along the way. Doodle Dad gave his son his customary quarter to make a wish with. Although this time, he wished his dad would become convinced he'd become a big-time or the comedian success off the Adderall forever, period. Plus, he knew his daddy off Adderall would focus less on how annoying mom could be with her phone, especially during Adam Sandler appreciation movie night, The Golden Jew Lives. Holla! Linda Sarsour, not a fan. Thank you very much! Daddy was better off riding all day, performing at night, and taking some weed edibles at the end of the day before launching more jumpers from way downtown during his downtime away from the best home team God could ever bless this funny man clown with, for as a reward for making the most of his God-given gift of comedic song. Art Show USA's latest and greatest wishing well creation was made in Central Park, near the Great Lawn, in the big city, the place of his birth, like his do-it-all dad before him, which they both derived tremendous locatarian pride from, knowing the island of Manhattan, Beastie Boys lives. Holla! Thank you very much! Is what dreams of doer-topper success are made of. The wishing well was named Doodle Dad Dumper, a tad long-winded name even for Doodle Dad's taste. Still, the symbolic heft of this name wasn't lost on the New York adoring public, especially after the Today Show did an unveiling of the Doodle Dad Dumper, where a line of Doodle Dads followed Doodle Dad's lead and dumped whatever pill, powder, liquor, or strain of dum-dum weed in the joint form that they felt was preventing them from flying high off their kid's glorious presence alone again. Doodle Dad beamed with endless nachas, extreme pride in Yiddish, derived from the reflective, successful glow emanating from your offspring, who in this case stemmed from his Doodle Dad tree trunk. Doodle Dad picks up his son with excitable boy glee and gives him a 360 airplane spin for all time's sake, despite Archo being 6'5" and 20 years old at this point in his life. Archo shrieks with untapped joy like he was 7 years old again. Doodle Dad continues to spin and says, "Teenager in love is all grown up, and he's all grown up. Are you too special to be real? Are you too special to be real?" Archo shrieks with more love-blasting joy and says with pitch-perfect comedic timing, "Are you saying I suck because?" Doodle Dad laughs long time, wishing even his worst enemies got to experience Doodle Dad bliss like this.